Welcome to the Daily Energize podcast, where you'll get a jolt of energy and a quick tip to help you conquer your day. Now here's your host, the Prince of Positivity himself, Spencer Jones.
Hey Energizer, it is I, your host, Spencer Jones, the Prince of Positivity, coming at you, and I'm just so thankful you are here joining me, sharing your love and light with the world and me. Right, because I'm part of the world, and I appreciate you sharing your love and light with me, that I could share mine with you, and that we can hopefully energize one another and energize others in our life. Before we hop into today's episode, could you just do me a quick favor and leave a rating and review of the Daily Energize if the podcast platform allows? Not all allow it, but if you could just take a quick look, take 30 seconds, leave a rating and review, I would really appreciate it. The platform uses it, and other people see and look at it to go, hey, does this podcast make sense? Is this cool? And so if you could just take that and take the 30 seconds and do that for me, I would really appreciate it. That way we can hopefully help impact even more people. So thank you for taking the time. I appreciate you. And let's talk about today's episode, today's topic, and that is energy vampires. Energy vampires, man, they are everywhere. Everywhere. And I want to be just upfront and clear. I did not coin the term energy vampires. It has been around for a number of years, well before I started saying it. But it's such a great expression. So maybe this is the first time you've heard it or not, and either one, it's okay. But energy vampires are everywhere. Energy vampires are people, places, environments, things, even thoughts that drain your energy. So if we think of an analogy of your cup, right? We want to keep our cup full and hopefully overflowing with love and abundance and positivity and joy and all of that. But yet we drain our cup and we pour into other people and other things, which is great. We want to be able to do that. But we do that to a detriment of us, to the fact that our cup is now getting emptier as opposed to pouring from the overflow. So our cup is getting emptier, we're getting more drained, more tired, more exhausted. Sometimes we choose to do that. Other times we have energy vampires who are poking holes in our cup and draining us without us even knowing about it. They're sneaky sometimes. Some of those sneaky ones could be people in our life, people who are just who we see every day or every couple days or even every couple months, that we feel drained anytime we're by them or after we're done being around them. We just feel physically, mentally exhausted, right? That's a thing, right? Those could be energy vampires. The thoughts that you think, right? The limiting beliefs that you have, anything that drains you. Same thing with groups, organizations, environments, things like that, that basically just drain you physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, all of that. Those are energy vampires. Now, the cool part is energy vampires, well, you could choose to have them in your life. That could be a choice that you make. You're like, all right, I am going to intentionally surround myself with it, or I'm going to give my energy and pour into this person, this thing. Cool. But make sure that you are taking time to fill your cup, to re-energize, and do it often enough that you are overflowing, so that now your cup isn't getting emptier when you're giving to others. They're getting the excess. So that the way I like to think about, when your cup is full and you're overflowing, you are shining bright. So let's shine bright by taking that time for us. But I want to take a little bit of time and talk about a really sneaky energy vampire that I've caught in my life recently. And that is what I think other people think of me. The energy vampire that's been draining me recently is that I'm worried about what other people think of me. As in the sense of, oh, what if I said this wrong and now they're mad at me, or they think less of me because of this. I'm human. I preach about not letting these things drain you, but I'm human. I fall into it. It happens. And I've noticed lately that I'm really caring about what one or two people in particular really think about me. And it just makes me pause, and I don't get mad or upset at myself like I used to. Instead, I go, that's interesting. Why do I care so much? What's the cause? What's the thing behind it? So that I understand where that's coming from. And then I could choose to allow it in my life or not. But I'll be honest, I'm trying to step out of that realm so that it's not affecting me. So if they like me, if they don't like me, that's on them. That's not on me. Now I can learn and grow from my behaviors and actions and do better next time, so I'm not maybe as offensive or hurtful or whatever it is. I can still learn and grow. But I try not to let that worry overtake me. But I'm not going to lie. It's been tough lately. That I'm worried about what this person thinks. So there's things we could do to help calm that down, right? And each situation is different, so I'll let you deal with that in your own way. But I invite you to become aware of the energy vampires in your life. It could be people. It could be organizations, groups, environments. It could be the thoughts that you think. And it could be the thoughts you think about what other people might think about you, right? Your worry, your concern. So just becoming aware of that and then deciding what to do with it. But first we have to become aware. And that's what I hope you will do today. Is just start to become aware of those energy vampires in your life, and then you could choose how to go forward with it. You could vanquish them and get rid of them. You can have them in your life. The choice is yours. I'm not going to judge you either way. But I know for me, I'm going to work on vanquishing them because I don't need anybody or anything draining my energy unless I choose to allow it. All right, that's all I got for today. Thank you for being here, joining me. Thank you for shining your amazing light, and thank you for leaving that review and rating. I really appreciate it. So until next time, keep being you, and I'll catch you later.